You don't even have to see the sefer writing the get. If you just hear him, with his moving his, you just hear the movement of the pen on the cloth. And you hear by him saying that he's writing it l'shmo, that's enough. You don't even have to see him. If you just hear the way the ink has been, the pen is writing, and you hear the sefer saying l'shmo, that's enough. And tiny kabos and ravashi, we don't look at ravashi. It says, maybe give them the nesayom. Even if the shliach is in the house, the sefer be aliyah, and the sefer that's writing the get is upstairs, or else the opposite way, who be aliyah, the shliach is upstairs, the sefer be bayis. Afilu nichnas v'yetze kol hayom. Even if he goes in and out the whole day, we'll soon see what that means. It means even if the sefer goes in and out the whole day, it's still kosher. Still the get is kosher. Now, who be bayis if the shliach is in the house? The sefer Bali and the sefer is upstairs writing. I holoka chazilei. How could the shliach say before nanichtav? He saw the get written in front of me. He wasn't there. The sefer is writing the get upstairs, and he's downstairs. So I was a kosher. El olav isn't the case. Could go in the shoma kan kumusa. He heard the way the writing of the pen. The kan megilta. He heard the scratching on the parchment, and he also heard the way the sefer was saying lishma mashma. That's enough. Omar, we just said before that afilu nichnas v'yotzi, if he goes in and goes out, kol hayom, the whole day, kula, the whole day, still it's kosher. So Gemara says, man, who are we talking about? Who's going in and out the whole day? Ilay mashlich, if you want to tell me now the shlich is going into the sefer and out the whole day, and then it's kosher. So Gemara says, pshita, that's good. Hashtuhu bebayis for sefer abaliyah. Madach, he just said a bigger chiddush. He just said where the shlich is downstairs, and the sefer is upstairs. That the shliach does not even see the sefer write to get at all. Still, lomar to kosher, you're telling me it's kosher. If you just hear the writing of the get, and you hear him say lishmo, if so, nichnas v'yotze miboyi, isn't it for sure if the shliach just comes in and checks up on the sefer once in a while, and he sees him writing the get lishmo, for sure that's good. So what do you have to tell me, nichnas v'yotze? So Gemara says, el is sefer. We're talking about that the sefer that's writing the get, even though he goes down in the middle of writing the get to the street and come back again, still the get is kosher. For the Mav Shita, of course, Mishum the Nichnas V'yetzin Esalinu, because the sefer leaves in the middle of writing the get and goes outside, comes back in again, what should be wrong? You don't have to write a get without a hefzik. You're allowed to be machzik in between. As long as whatever you do, you write l'shmo, it's kosher. So what's wrong if the sefer goes outside for a while? So Gemara says, like Tzrich, you know what we're talking about, the Nofet Leshuka, where the sefer goes down in the middle of the streets where there are a lot of people there. V'yosu, then he comes back. And then it's the Chiddush that it's still kosher. Because now the time I would have thought to say, in the Shacharin Ashkechei, maybe when the sefer was outside in the middle of the big streets talking to people, maybe he met up with another person. And the other person told him that he has to give a get to his wife, please write me up a get. And he told him his name. So maybe I would have thought to say when the sefer comes back in again, he forgets like whose name he has to write for. So maybe he does not continue to write lishma for the first person since he has the second name in mind. Is Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, know that even though the sefer goes down and talks to other people, when he comes back, we're not afraid he's not going to continue writing the Shema, but we say no, since he started to write this get for that man and for that husband, for that wife, most probably he's going to continue on now and write the get, finish it off, Lishma. That's the Chiddush. Itma will not like this. Bovel. What's the halacha get that was written in Bovel? So you have to say before the nechta vanat. So it's machlokes. Rav Amar Rav says, Keretz Yisrael Gittin, that Bovel has the same halacha like Keretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before the nechta. A get that was written in Bovel and then it's sent someplace else, you do not have to say before the nechta. Ushmul Amar Shmul says, not to chutzlaretz, that Bovel has the same halacha like chutzlaretz, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, therefore you do have to say before the nechta. So Lema, let's say Bokem Iflagi. Maybe this is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Masava, one holds the Fishem Bikin Lishma. Rav holds that the reason why you need before Nanichtav is because we're afraid the get was not written Lishma. Fahani Gemiri. But the people living in Bovel, we know there are big yeshivas there. There are big Tamil Chachamim there. So there they know the Aloch of Lishma. Therefore Rav says you do not need before Nanichtav. It's like Eretz Yisrael. Because the Edom don't travel, people don't know the signatures. People don't travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So even though the get was written in Babel, the people know the halach is, but if it's given over in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be afraid here people do not recognize the signatures, and maybe we won't be able to be mekayim of the shtar later. That's what Achum said, you have to say before Nanechtov. So who are the machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, son of machloikas, Rav and Rava. So Mora says again, no, but Tisbras, this is a good teretz. Her Rav is like the Rava. We already said before that Rav agrees to Rava, so we have to have Kiyam Ashtar Rolos. So how come above you don't have to say before Nanechtov? Ella rather tell you like this. The Kula Yalma Bidin Lekayamai. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that we do need a Kiyam Ashtar. So what's the machloikas then? Rav Sava, Rav holds. Kivon diyikam esifta, since there are a lot of big yeshivas. In Bovel, Rashi learns yeshivas kavuas. Achas besura, there's one big yeshiva in Surah, v'yachas ben adoi. V'ochin tamidim izul azur, people travel from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. So therefore, the Gemara says, mishka shrichi, is considered like people travel along from one place to another place. And people recognize the signatures. That's why Rav says in Bovel itself, people all recognize the signatures from one to another, and you do not have to say before the nechtav. Ho Shmuel Sava, Shmuel holds no. Misifta, true, you have a lot of yeshiva bachim traveling back and forth, even colonel people. But yeshiva people, big Yosayu Tridi, you know what they're doing? They're thinking and learning. So even though they travel back and forth and they talk to one another, but they don't do business. So they don't sign any checks. So therefore they don't know signatures. So they're not able to recognize the signatures of the Edim. So that's why Shmuel says that even in Bavel, still you have to say before Nanechtav. Rashi says, since Tamidim Abigirsa Tridin, V'yemakirim Chasimais, they don't recognize people's signatures. They don't do business deals. They're busy learning. So therefore they don't recognize the Edim. So therefore Shmuel says, even in Bavel, we have to say before Nanechtav. Itmanam, we learn like this also. Omerev V'yab, Omerev Huna. Or see, no atzmeinu b'bovel. We made ourselves people living in Bovel, Eretz Yisrael Gittin. We gave the halacha like of Eretz Yisrael in Bovel. Michiyosa Rav l'Bovel. When Rav came to Bovel, and Rashi says, what does it mean when Rav came to Bovel? Rashi says, v'kava yeshiva b'surya. He was kaveya than a big yeshiva in Sura. Or the Shmuel havoy ben adoy. And Shmuel had a big yeshiva in adoy. Avu mikorba before that low. V'yafagav the gemir, even though they knew the halacha is. But people didn't travel along. But now that people traveled from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, therefore in Bavel, it's shchiyah to be mekayim the shtar, therefore you do not have to say before Nanechtav. This Gemara says, Moser Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yirmiyah is the kasha, says, Na Mishnah, Reb Yehudi Roimer, Me Rekem Le Mizrach. What's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael? On the east side, Rekem. For Rekem to Mizrach. And Rekem has a look like chutzlot, it's like the outside, you have to say before Nanechtav. And Me'ashkelon L'dorim, Me'ashkelon K'dorim, Me'yakol Tzofin, Me'yakol K'tzofin. Ivo Bovel L'tzvayna Be'eretz Yisrael Kaima. Bovel is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael. Even more north than Aku. The Chassid Bottom says, V'yemar Hashem Alayim Mitzofon Tiftach Haro. Utznan Remei Roi Me'akol K'eretz Yisrael Gittin. Now, Remeya says good Akku is like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. But Rafilu Remeya, even according to Remeya, Loi Kormel Lebiyaku, only in Akku he said it's like Eretz Yisrael. The Mekarav is very close. Abu Bovo, that's more north. The Merachka, it's far away from Eretz Yisrael. Loi, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. So here you see, Bovo is not like Eretz Yisrael. It's a Kash and Rav. So Merin says, he asked it and he answers, Labar mi Bovo. That's what the Mishnah says, Akku is the city north of Eretz Yisrael, true. From there, northward is Chutz Laretz. But excluding Bovel, Bovel has a special halacha. Nothing more says about Heichani Bovel, what's the boundaries of Bovel? Omra public machlekes liyuchsin ka machlekes legitin. The same with machlekes and yuchsin, one has halacha like Bovel, the same thing as by Hikos Gittin.
Like Rashi says in the Perek Asa Yuchsin, it says the Kaimalon, that Kol Harot says east of Eretz Yisrael. All other lands is called Israel, like mixed up the Yuchsin, the Geit Eretz Yisrael. And the Eretz Yisrael is Israel above, even Eretz Yisrael also is considered mixed up compared to Bavel. And it's a machlokes over there exactly where the boundary of Bavel is. So this man, Yama, says the same machlokes is by Hikos Gittin also exactly the way does Bavel end. But Rav Yosef says no, machlokes Yuchsin, over there in Asor Yuchsin, it's machlokes Yuchsin, exactly where did Bavel end. Avul Gittin, but over here in Ogeh Tichus Gittin, Divrei Hakel, everybody holds Adabo Tanino, Tigishra, until the second boat by the under the bridge. That was a simon, that was a sign exactly where does Bobble end, Ogeh Tichus Gittin, to say that they're Bikin Lishmo, and to say that it's Shayaris Mitzuyus. Mora says now that Rav Chizdo Matzrich Miakat Tifsun Levei Adishir. People that are traveling for Nakte Tisfun to Adishir had to say before the Nechtav, but Umivei Adishir Liakat Tisfun Le Matzrich. But backwards, the people traveling from Mivei Adishir to Yakat Tisfun, Diri did not need them, the Shliach did not have to say before Nechtav, So the question is, why not? So Lema, let's say, Kesavar, he holds Lefi Shein Bikim Lishmo. The reason is, like Rabbah, the reason why we need a Bifona Nechtav is because the people were not Bikim Lishmo. Therefore, I'll tell you, Vahani Gemiri, and these people knew the halachas of Lishmo, and the other ones did not know. As Hani Gemir Rashi says, the Vayadishir. The people in Adishir were Bikim Lishmo, the other ones were not. That's why this had a say in that not. This the Gemara asks, V'tizbro, this is a good svaro. V'rabba islay the rova. We know Rabba holds from rova. So there also has to be a chash of Eidem Mitzuyim Lakayom or not. So what should be the difference? If they recognize the signatures, how come this way yes and that way no? So Gemara answers, Elo, I'll tell you, the Kuli Yalma Bina Lakayom. Both of them hold the chsorin is Alamo. The reason why we tell the Eidem the Shliach to say before Nechtav is because we want to make sure we'll have a Kiyam Ashtar. V'yahani, now what's the difference between Devei Adishir and Ake Tisvun? Hatei v'yahani, Kivun, the Yad L'Lishuk L'Hosom, is the case was, there used to be a Shuk, there used to be a marketplace. Heis, L'Ake Tisvun, that in Ake Tisvun used to be a marketplace. So therefore, v'yahani, Hanech Yadi B'chasimos Yoda, the people in Achtisvun knew the signatures of the other one, Vahani, but the Hanech lo yadi, but the other way they did not recognize the signatures of the people. My time, what's the reason? Bishukayu Tridi, because the people that were living in Achtisvun, since over there, that's the place where they had the Shuk, the marketplace, they were very busy taking care of their marketplace. Therefore, they had no time to recognize the signatures of the other people. But the other way, the people from Adishir, they just came down there to do business there. They were able to recognize the people's signatures. Therefore, the get was written in Adishir. People always recognize their signatures. But the opposite way, no. Like Rashi says, Hani Dvayadishir, Adli Lushuko Lakatisun. The people in Adishir used to go down to the shul, to the marketplace in Akatisun. They would have to have Adis over there, the Chayspa people were signed there on their Shtoros, and Shtoros Biyad B'Nach Tisvun, until they came back to collect their goods. So they used to come and sign, they knew the signatures. So therefore, get, there was signed in Adishir, and it was Nishtalach sent Ake Tisvun, so it's called Eidem Mitzuyim Lakayama, because the people in Ake Tisvun know the signatures of the people in Adishir. And like Rashi says, the people in Adishir also go down to Ake Tisvun to the Shuk, so there'll always be Kayama there, to Mekayim Bishtar. Avu B'nei Adishir, Einu Makirin Chsimus B'nei Ake Tisvun, but the opposite way, the people living in Adishir, they do not recognize the signatures of Ake Tisvun. V'yafa Pi Shochum Sham, even though they go there often, to do business every day, because they're busy doing business, so they don't have time to recognize the signatures of one another. Therefore, b'kitzah, if the get was written in Dvei Adishir, and then it was given over in Ake Tisvun, since people from Adishir always travel down to the marketplace in Ake Tisvun, they'll always be able to be Mekayim the Shtar there. But the opposite way, if the Shtar was written in Ake Tisvun, and now you send it down to Dvei Adishir, there's the opposite. The people of Adishir do not recognize the signature of Ake Tisvun, because when they go down to the business place, they're busy in the marketplace, they're too busy with the business, they do not recognize the signatures. So the kitzah of the svar again is that since the Shuk was in Ake Tisvun, and the people from Adishir used to go down there. Therefore, the get was written in Adishir, and it was given over Nakatiswan. We're not afraid that he won't be able to be Mekayim the Shtar, because there will always be people from Adishir going down to Akatiswan. Therefore, there will always be Shayach to be Mekayim the Shtar. Therefore, you do not have to say, before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav. Now the Gemara says, Rabba Baravuha Matzrich, he told the Shliach, you have to say before the Nechtav, Me'arsa Li'arsa. If the get was coming, Rashi says it means Mishuras Habatim Shibitzad Rishus Rabim, Mishuras Shekinegdoi. If you just sent the get from one side of Wilshire to the other side of Wilshire, you have to say before an echtem, before an echtem. Even though they're both living in the same place, just across from the Rishus Rabim, you have to say before an echtem, before an echtem. Hey, the people are not Kayomo. They don't know this, they don't recognize the signatures of the people living on the other side of the Rishus Rabim. Now, Rav Sheshes was matzrich mishchuna lishchuna. He said you have to even say before anechtov from one shchuna, from one neighbor to another. So Rashi says, tam shchuna means shloish shabbat in Masechta Bedezora. Just have three houses together. So if a get was sent from one of these three houses to another set of three houses, also the shliach has to say before anechtov, before anechtov. Rav the Gemara says, Rava matzrich b'yosha shchuna. Rava need even in the same shchuna, in the same three houses, still if a get was sent to one to the other, the shliach has to say before an echtav. So the Mori has a question, ay, v'ho Rava hu diyomar, lefi shein edim mitzun l'kayama. Rava was the one that said the reason why you need before an echtav is because we want to make sure there'll be kiyim. People should recognize the signatures. So if it's sent from your neighbor's house, people would recognize the signatures. For what purpose do you have to have before the Nechtov? So Gemara says, Shani B'nei Mechuza. The people who live in B'nei Mechuza are different. Tonight they travel around. So Rashi learns, Einu Mishtoyim B'vatayim. They don't stay home. She'atrudim B'schara. They're busy doing business. V'yemakirin Chasim B'shebineim. Therefore they did not even recognize their neighbor's signatures. And therefore you have to say before the Nechtov, before the Nechtov. And Toys the bottom Toys says that Mikan Posek Rabbein Atam, Ta Hashto, Bizman Hazer, Tzorach Loimar Bechol Mokom, before Nai Nichtov, in any place when they get the scent in Chutz Loretz, you always have to say before Nai Nichtov. Afagav the Kaimalon Kerovo, even though he held like Rovo the Yom, the Fish and Edim Tzun the Kayomo, for Loimishum Lishmo, so the question is, if they get the scent very close by in Chutz Loretz, why do you have to have before the Nechtov? People would recognize the signatures. The Torah says, like Abu Gemara says now, Mikol Mokom, Tzorech, Dahashto, Bechol Mekoymois, Naidi Kibnei Mechuzo. All over, people are too busy now, and that's the way it is, that you do not even recognize your neighbor's signature. Therefore, since you don't have time to take out to see a signature, no matter where they get this sent in Chutz Loretz, you always have to say before the Nechtov, before night Nechtam. Mer says now that Rav Chonin Mishtoi. Rav Chonin was talking and like saying over this case that it once happened that Rav Kana Aisi Gita, Rav Kana brought a get, he was a shliach to bring over a get. For Lo Yodani, he did not remember I Misura Lenadoi, if the case was he brought the get from Sura to Nadoi, I Menadoi Lesura the other way around. So the question is, do you have to say before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav or not? So also Lekaimi, the Rav, he came in front of Rav. Omalei, so he asked him, Tzrichna l'meim b'fon ha'nechta b'fon ha'nechtam, or loy tzrichna? Do I have to say over b'fon ha'nechta b'nat? Omalei, so he said back to him, loy tzrichta, you don't have to, you do not have to say b'fon ha'nechta.